Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX, and on Going Places, we're heading back to England. In the heat of the summer, many British families escape the frenzied cities for a cooler, calmer time near the sea. We find KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley in Cornwall along the south coast, or more precisely, just a few feet offshore.
At this very moment, I'm standing about knee-deep in the Atlantic Ocean, about 45 minutes south of Penzance and about 45 minutes west of Plymouth. So I'm really at the very tip of southern England at this moment. The water temperature is a little bit warmer than the Puget Sound, but not much. And imagine, if you will, this kind of azure, beautiful blue water that looks like it belongs more in the Caribbean than it does off the coast of England in the Atlantic Ocean. And rising out of the sea, there are these massive rugged cliffs that kind of spill into these green pastures. And then up on the hill, I can see a thatched white little cottage with a gorgeous little English garden. And there's sheep and horses in the field. And English families are out and about having a nice summer day at the beach. Over the course of the last couple of days, we've driven through Plymouth and a wonderful town called Exeter, which was at one time the home of Sir Francis Drake. He was a privateer and the second man to circumnavigate the planet. And it also, the town of Exeter also has one of the finest Gothic cathedrals in the world, which was built in the 1200s. And it's just a tremendous cathedral. I mean, to walk through it, it is one of the most impressive Gothic sites I have ever seen. In Europe and anywhere in Europe, and it was quite a surprise. And after that, we drove to Plymouth and then on to a little place south of St. Michael's Mount. And St. Michael's Mount is the counterpart to Le Mont Saint-Michel in Brittany in France. And actually, the Benedictine monks of Le Mont Saint-Michel in the north of France at one time owned and were in control of this little sister island called St. Michael's Mount. And much like Le Mont Saint-Michel, St. Michael's Mount is oftentimes surrounded by the sea. And to get there yesterday, we took a little boat, paid, I think, £2 each way, and took a boat and spent about half a day exploring this rugged little abbey on the coastline. If you love hiking, this is one of the most stunning, prettiest little places I have ever been. This morning I got up at 6:30 in the morning, and as the sun rose over the Atlantic Ocean, I walked down these rugged little paths and passed one little cute village after another and one little cove after another. And it was just a beautiful experience. And since then, I've looked up different walks. And for those people who really like to spend a few days out and about, there are numerous coastal walks, and the trails are well-marked. And there's always a pub within reach. So if you get hungry or thirsty after an hour or two of walking or hiking, you can always find a very good ale and some fish and chips.
That was KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley talking to us from Cornwall in the United Kingdom. He's the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island.